We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. It's a good Thursday. How we looking? Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Thanks to everybody for chiming in today. As always, appreciate it, as my day started out a little bit goofy, in case you didn't hear. But I did get a nice email from Mark, who is in Sheboygan County, works in the sheriff's department up there, and said, "What you did made me laugh. How many people that I've ever caught speeding actually pull me over to say, hey, I was speeding. Did you see that?" Which is what I did today, in case you weren't listening. I was trying to get the son to be, the stepson to be, to school this morning, and I was running late. He was late. So I went flying down the street, and I saw the cop. I knew he got me. I mean, I knew that's the reason he started his car. So I just pulled him over, and I said, hey, I was speeding. You got me on that? So he said, thanks for brightening my day. So I appreciate that. I'm glad I could help out. This portion of the program being brought to you by Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. The brisket is back. It's a limited time, by the way. It's a barbecue brisket sandwich. It has the Wisconsin cheddar cheese on it. You can put many different toppings on it, but it is back at Cousin Subs for a limited time. And if they don't have it, all I recommend is going and order the Bill Michaels. That's the pepperoni melt. That thing is life-changing. Pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese. And I get the side of Radio Joe cheese curds with it, and then a big glass full of happiness. And that right there is comfort food that's going to make you smile by the end of the day. That is Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. The official sub sandwich, by the way, of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Radio Joe across the way. Brett Hundley spoke, and the first question is, what did you take away from your playtime with the Vikings?
You know, positives, I think everybody, busted their butt until the last whistle. I gave it all I had, emptied my bucket out there, and tried to win a game. Things I could take away, just being prepared, obviously out there throwing in that situation, things a little different, but just being ready. So this week I got a whole week of preparation, and we'll have some fun, I'll tell you that much.
Hopefully they will have some fun in the positive side of things. He hopes he can make plays like his first NFL touchdown was to Devontae Adams against the Vikings.
Our offense is big on, improvising. Aaron does it a lot. I learned it from Aaron. We had a play, got out the pocket. Devontae found open space and hit him. We improvised.
Also, he goes on and kind of jokes. He said, look, he's still a little bit even sore from taking a beating regarding the Vikings.
It's funny because my body hasn't felt like this in a while. I'll tell you that much. You sort of got to get adjusted to it, especially as a backup, not getting hit for a while. So to get those first couple hits it's not like refreshing because nobody wants to get hit, but it sort of wakes you up back. Your body is sort of back like, all right, we're playing football,
There it is. You finally get out, you get beat up, and you go, oh, that's right. This is the game of football, because normally in practice you don't get beat up. How has his life changed, though?
I mean, other than you guys being here and the people, obviously noticing and looking at me, because obviously I'm starting, it's the same. I've got a lot of support from the guys, from the team, from the community. It's been awesome. It's changed a lot, but I've just been praying a lot and understanding it's just football. I feel calm, I feel confident, and I feel ready. So
now, in that statement, he said, look, it's just football. I agree, it's just football, but in the grand scheme of things, there's a lot of people in Packer Nation that to them it's more than just football. Just an FYI.
Is that a joke?
It's not a joke. Always keep in the back of your mind, it's more than just football.
No, that's good. Yeah, I mean, you're not listening to a damn thing I'm saying. I get it.
No. We listen to everything. Just it's what we actually pay attention to in the sense of absorbing it, because sometimes it can become white noise.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
There you go. You basically have a whole repertoire of stuff that you could actually have Mike McCarthy have a conversation with himself. Like if you called him, Mike, or Joe, you could say, Mike, how you doing? And then after that, just play himself, you know, answering his own stuff. So someday when Mike McCarthy gets pranked at home, whenever you get his home number, and Mike McCarthy calls Mike McCarthy, it'll be Radio Joe who does it.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
There you go. That'll be the way they hang up. Thank you very much.
No, that's good. Yeah, I mean, you're not listening to the damn thing I'm saying. I get it.
Right. Brett only says 3 years in Green Bay. It's got him ready to start.
You prepare for a reason for these situations, so when it happens, it's not you're scrambling trying to find stuff. It's just you stick on your same schedule. Now you're just getting the reps.
That's basically it. You got to stick to what got you here. And even though now you're getting the starters reps, it's just that's the only thing that changes. You still have to prepare. I mean, you know, obviously there's a different level of pressure, but everything else has to remain the same. How has he improved as a quarterback under Aaron Rodgers?
A lot. Just watching film from my first year, even coming out from college, I've seen such an improvement in my game, and I'm really happy with where I'm at. You know, there's a lot to grow. And, you know, I want to be one of the greatest to play this game, but there's a lot of growth to do. And I think, you know, it was a blessing in disguise to be behind 12 for this long. You know, I've been preparing every week for 3 years now. So I feel ready.
Which is good, because he's going to need to be ready. And I think that's where a lot of us are at right now. We went, as I described to Paul Charchian earlier, we went from the air out of the balloon to numb and woe is me, or the season is lost, to now I think people wake up and go, well, let's see what he can do. I mean, when you look at the standings, the Packers are still right there. They still have that legitimate shot. Let's just see what they can do. Let's see if they've got enough. So he was asked how much goes racing through your mind when, you know, and in your head when you're thrown into the quarterback duty in the middle of an NFL game.
There's a lot. I'll tell you that much. There's a lot of things, especially, you know, when you know he's not getting up. And then, you know, it's third down, so you got to go in there and play.
Yeah, you got to go, which really sucks. Because had Martellus Bennett actually caught that pass, you're going in on a first down, you can at least maybe begin a drive. You came in and had to get the job done right then and there, you know, to just try to sustain a drive. Don't even get me started on that drop pass again. He says he was it was a big help getting all the reps at quarterback, you know, yesterday, and finally being able to just kind of work with the ones.
It felt awesome. Awesome. You know, and it was a lot of confidence after practice today. I think we all felt good. The game plan's feeling good. We're happy about what we're doing, and we're ready to roll.
Then again, I don't expect him to go, you know what? This sucks. This is not what I wanted. So also, Brett Hundley is going to be introduced as a starting quarterback, and does it help that his first start is going to be a home game?
100%, yeah, especially this game. I love being at Lambeau. And it's a great timing to be at Lambeau.
Yes, it is. How has the atmosphere changed in that locker room because Aaron Rodgers is not walking through it?
I think it's for sure different just because of the fact Aaron's been here, I think, going on 13 years. And there really hasn't been any, you know, Aaron's been healthy most of his career, so there hasn't been quarterbacks who, you know, started during, I mean, I can't remember the last time another quarterback has started here. Maybe a year before I came here, when I think he got nicked up a little bit with his shin. But Aaron's been the quarterback for 13 years, so it's different when now it's a new quarterback.
Think about that. He's been there 13 years. Holy mackerel. Yeah, big time. Exactly. Brett Hundley was asked, you know, what does he need to do to win over the Packers fans who kind of, you know, jumped off the bridge. We thought the season was over without Aaron Rodgers.
I don't feel like we have to win anybody over. Opinions on the outside don't matter, so we're not really worried about that. You know, we're here to play football. We're here to win games. So I'm sure their opinion won't hurt us when we step on the field on Sunday.
Remember when Aaron Rodgers said, you won't get to us, you're white noise?
Yeah.
Remember that comment?
Yeah.
That's kind of the same comment.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Bill.
And I know they're talking about the media. I understand that. But his answer... And I don't want to overly critique and get, you know, off on words here, but when asked, his answer should have just been win games and do the best I can. You know, that's the stand pat answer. Not you don't matter. Your voice don't matter. Your opinions don't matter. That's no. You're going to learn real quick that, yes, they do. Your opinions matter very much. Whether or not you are good or bad, yes, the opinions matter. Because if they didn't matter, you wouldn't care about it. And you just said you don't care, but you brought up, that's the first thing you brought up. Your opinions don't matter. So, yeah, they do matter. He was asked the question, are the Packers still a Super Bowl contender?
Yeah. I mean, our goals haven't changed, and they won't. So, you know, everything is in front of us, and we can still get to where we want to go to. And just, you know, obviously everybody loves 12, but our goals are the same.
This, on one hand, you want him to go, you know, man, it's a tough loss without Aaron Rodgers, and I'm just going to do my best, and the Lord willing, we'll win ball games. You know, that type of thing. But this is a guy that's like, look, I know Aaron Rodgers is great, but it's my time. This is my team right now. I got to shine.
Yeah.
We didn't change goals because I'm here. On the other hand, you look at him and you go, man, you talk about a cat with a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of confidence right now.
Yeah.
It's just oozing from the guy. Where does that confidence come from, and where, you know, to be able to lead a team to a Super Bowl?
Playing football. I've been doing this for my whole life. You know, Aaron's a Hall of Famer, and I want to be a Hall of Famer one day. And I will lead this team. You know, we're all going to have fun. We're all going to go out there and play football. You know, it's still football at the end of the day, and our goals are still in front of us.
That is a big statement. That statement right there was, Aaron's a Hall of Famer. I've got to put my mark on the National Football League. I want to be a Hall of Famer, which tells you right then and there, he's not coming back. He's not signing with the Packers. He's not re-signing with the Packers. He has to shine now so the Packers can trade him away. Because he doesn't want to be secondville. He wants to go out and be a Hall of Famer and put his mark on the world. I love the confidence. I love a little bit of this is the pedestal I'm already on. Now he's got to go out and prove it.
Yeah.
So we will wait and see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What exactly is the legacy? How much is it affected? We'll say. Mike McCarthy, Ted Thompson, Dom Capers and company. If the Packers go on to get into the postseason, what does that say about the coaching and the front office? I want to go back to that. We didn't really get a chance to delve too deep into that today. I want to talk about it. That's a positive. We were talking about negative. What happens if they don't make it? Who's to blame? Yesterday, today, the opposite. What happens if they do get into the postseason? What does that do to your opinion of the coaching staff and of the front office? I'd like to know. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Hey, by the way, the Bucs, in case you didn't know that, notice last night, they scored more than 90. And Papa John's is your pizza party headquarters. So you get 50% off all the regular menu price pizzas online today because the Bucs scored more than 90 yesterday. Go on papajohns.com, enter the promo code BUCKS90. Promo code BUCKS90, and you are face first into some pizza. There you go. 50% off all the pizza. What does it say about Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson if the Packers do make it to the postseason? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Loose, Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. Loose, loose. But I do.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. We asked the question, what does it mean if the Packers, for those that don't care for McCarthy, don't care for, or even if you do, for Ted Thompson, what happens if they do end up in the postseason? Because when Aaron Rodgers went down, everybody just pretty much collectively said, well, the season's over. So I ask you, what happens if they do go to the postseason? What cracks me up is Giggy J says that it's weird we keep talking about the Packers. They are irrelevant now. Wait till the offseason. This is pointless. So that's the other question I'll ask you. Are the Packers irrelevant now? Are the Packers irrelevant now? That's what he said. I mean, that's one of the dumbest comments ever in the history of opening your mouth. So
look, that guy's a total troll. I would don't even waste your time.
So
the Packers, of course, are relevant. People are still going to be paying attention to the Packers.
Exactly.
End of story.
Exactly.
I won't even.
So that's why
waste
I threw it out there. I just figured
anymore.
I'd let Packers fans chime in on that. Tell them how irrelevant it is. That's just being a jerk to be a jerk. Dumbass question.
Of course they're relevant. Yeah. Stop it.
So anyway, just thought I'd throw it out there. I just love when people try to troll. That's why I just open it up and allow the rest of you on Twitter just to go after them, just to kind of do the job, so to speak. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
I mute them, or if it gets personal, I block them. That's my rule on Twitter. And I've had to block a few people because it's just like...
Oh, I don't mind blocking people
Like, really?
Yeah, I mute. What cracks me up are the people that just go after you all the time, and I just finally mute them. And they don't even know that you don't even see it anymore. They're just gone, you know? They're just gone. And it's like yelling into a forest when there's nobody in the forest. Just scream your brains out. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Dan listening to us in Toma. Dan, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, man. What's up?
I have a question. I'm not saying the season's done or not done, but I think everybody needs to give us a chance. And we're always the Packers fan, and that's what I've always liked about the Packers is family and fire. You know, we're always a loser. Win or lose, we always have a full stadium. But so far, what I hear on your show, everybody says the season's completely done. Well, why don't the team just fold up, forfeit the rest of the year, and go home? The way they act.
Because then people would scream and yell at their quitters.
Yeah, but see, that's it. You know, we're going to play on, and, you know, I blame the coaching staff against Minnesota. When is the last time Rodgers been on the field and he had all four wide receivers, number one wide, on the sideline against the number one run defense?
I want to know when he's actually had... he hasn't had a healthy offensive line all season long. When's the last time he went onto the field and felt confident that his defense had his back too?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, it was almost like the coaching staff never even gave him a shot at it. And to me, to a point, they were confused on play calling because you never have all your Cobb. And everybody was on the side, Adams the whole night, and then I was like, why would they do that? Well, why don't we just tell Minnesota we're running the game? Of course, he only got 1 yard.
Right.
Because he didn't try to trick them. You know,
we're
a passing team.
Yeah, they are a passing team.
I want to live and die. I don't want to run the ball. I want
to. Yeah, but you have to. You have to, Dan. You have to run the ball. Appreciate the phone call, Dan. You have to run the ball. I mean, you saw what it did in Dallas. It brought the safeties up, and right after that, they go deep to Jordy Nelson. Granted, they didn't hit the pass, but they got the pass interference, and that was basically set up by the fact that they were able to run the ball with Aaron Jones. I mean, you do have to run the ball and have some semblance of a run game. It opens things up for your wide receivers if you do. By the way, Pro Football Focus came out today with their new rankings for defenses in the National Football League. The Packers, not the worst. They're at 23. Packers defense has better than, this says, Kentrell Bryce grades out as the worst. Morgan Burnett grades out as the best defensive player. Says the Packers defense has been better than a season ago, but it is still far from their strength and relies too much on a couple of key players that have already missed time this season, contributing to their lowly ranking. The secondary remains an issue, with nobody able to man up with the best receivers in the game, and injuries have forced them deeper and deeper to the bench. You talk about teams that you are above, which shocks me because they have the L.A. Rams, which have a decent defense. At 27th, Buccaneers 28th, Colts at 29, 49ers, then Tennessee Titans, then New York Jets. Those are the teams that the Packers are ahead of. So just thought I'd give you a little fuel there for you. Let's go to Brian listening to us in Shorewood. Brian, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's up?
Hey, go on, B-Unit. I had two questions and then one quick statement. The first, I think for the first time you may have missed a call here, I think it would a bigger question is, what would his legacy be if they don't make the playoffs, since they've made it like 9 years in a row with Rodgers at the helm, basically?
Well, we talked about that yesterday. What would the legacy be? That's why we kind of flipped it to today. But, yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
And then my other thing is, if I was the GM, and I know this is unlike Thompson, like, but to me there's only two ways to go. Depending on Hundley, no matter he's been there 3 or 4 years, he hasn't taken a snap as a starter. So to me, that's just a wash. I would have went after a shutdown corner and signed Navarro Bowman and shored up that defense and hope you could get by with Huntley at the quarterback instead of hoping he can carry you with that Sagan defense they have. Second of all, if that ain't the case, I just would have, I don't call it sandbagging totally, but if they would have just dipped out of the playoffs 1 year and with all them extra picks they got and higher draft picks for next year, they could have did something with that defense and come back with everybody being healthy and just resting everybody, letting the backup play, because keep putting Bakhtiari in there, Blog in there, and people that are injured on defense with these injuries and trying to bring them back quicker. Let them all rest and come back solid and healthy next year, and they may have a chance to be quite dominant. But to just keep patchworking the thing week after week and keeping people injured, they're never going to get a chance to completely, you know, heal 100% soundly. And having Huntley back there, if Rodgers can't do it with the offensive line hand, in God's name, how is Huntley going to ever? He's going to get creamed every week.
Well, Huntley, I appreciate the phone call. Huntley is relatively mobile. He's athletic. He's not, you know, I mean, granted, Aaron Rodgers has a very unique ability. We've talked about this time and again, where he doesn't take usually those direct hits. Now, where both times where he's been injured for a significant period of time is where he was completely wrapped up. He was in a throwing position, and both Shay McClellan and Barr this past week both grabbed him and drove him to the turf shoulder first, to where he's reaching out, trying not to take a direct impact on that shoulder. He hasn't had the concussion. He hasn't been beat up in that way to where he's taken those direct helmet shots or direct hits to where his head's banging on the ground. He's been pretty good. Him and Russell Wilson are both pretty good about avoiding those direct hits. But this was just one of those things where once you get your hog tied, you know where to go. You're just falling on it, and somebody's throwing their entire weight of your body, driving you into the ground, and thus, you know, the bone snaps, unfortunately. 855-830-864. I get another one in. Let's go to Papa D, listening to us in Oostpark. Papa D, how you been, man?
Hey, Bill, I tell you, just you're a breath of fresh air. I got a new vehicle. I couldn't get you in my vehicle at 1250 coming all the way up here.
Oh, wow, okay, good.
I'm like, oh, he's coming in clear as a bell. I got to call him and say hello.
Perfect, glad you did.
I tell you, the chances are great. You know me, I don't call in and get real negative on things. I'm looking forward to these remaining games. We're going to have our, you know, parties over here for the family every Sunday like we normally do, and Thursdays and whatever nights they play other than Sunday. I think we're going to be surprised. I wouldn't even say it's out of the realm of possibilities that we even get to host a playoff game. So, you know, stay positive, Packer Nation, because as fans, it means you're a fanatic and you can either be negative or positive. I choose to be positive. I think we got a great coaching staff. I think we got talented players, and I think if Rodgers would have done a trade and gone to another team, there'd be a lot of dissension. It's an injury, and I think these guys are going to rally around and say, hey, we lost our leader. We got a new leader now,
yeah,
and let's be positive.
All right, appreciate it, Papa D. Talk to you soon. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, making a Thursday appearance, going to be joining us coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Show is on the air. How to make it to Bill Michaels Radio Show across the way. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can at Bill underscore Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S. You can also get a hold of Radio Joe at Radio Joe Sports. This portion of the program being brought to you by New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction all over the state beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate in treating guys with ED. They have a location in Green Bay, Milwaukee, also down in Chicago. The low T treatments are fantastic. I went through this, and when you're talking about more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, you sleep better at night, feel more refreshed during the day. Really good stuff there. But the all-in-one weight loss program, I needed kind of a jump start to get going, so I went on the program. People always ask me, well, did it work? I'm down close to 70 pounds. Yeah, it works. All you got to do is try it. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Doing well. I'll ask you the question I've been asking everybody else all day today. Say the Packers do get enough wins and put themselves into the postseason. What does that then say about Mike McCarthy, Ted Thompson, Dom Capers, and company?
A lot. An incredible resume-making amount, in my opinion. Like that, what happens in these next 10 games is going to mean so much, I believe, in the way that Packers fans across the country view Mike McCarthy as a coach, view Dom Capers as a defensive coordinator, view Ted Thompson and the front office as elite-level roster builders. These 10 games mean everything. If this was a situation where, like in 2013, where the Packers were about to plug in Seneca Wallace, a guy who wasn't even with the team throughout preseason. Remember, that was the Vince Young, Graham Harrell preseason roster battle to be the backup, and neither of them won the job, and they gave it to Seneca Wallace, who later became Scott Tolzien. This is a much better situation that the Packers are in at the quarterback position. Having this be the third year for Brett Hundley, Mike McCarthy is often referred to as the quarterback guru or the quarterback whisperer or being a quarterback specialist, really. And if this is his third year with Brett Hundley and Hundley does really well, it will mean a lot for McCarthy, not just as a head coach and his resume and the way I think people look at how good of a coach he is, but in terms of, yeah, this guy really is great with quarterbacks. If the flip side happens and these next 10 games don't go so well and, you know, and the Packers finish out 3-7 or something, I think that's a tough thing for then Mike McCarthy to be able to, you know, this is a chance, put it this way, Bill, it's a chance to prove that, yes, Aaron Rodgers is amazing, and Aaron Rodgers is the reason that this team is as elite as it's been, and that it's been in the playoffs for all of these consecutive years, but that even if it is down to a backup quarterback that he's had 3 years to groom and 3 years to work with, they should still be an above-average team. And if they are, if they finish 7-3 over these last 10, or even 6-4, I think it will speak volumes, huge volumes in terms of how good of a coach he is. And again, if the flip side happens and they don't do well, it will be an interesting offseason on your radio show for people to be able to vent and say, was Mike McCarthy really that good? So I am beyond fascinated to see how these next 10 games go in the absence of Aaron Rodgers.
I wanted to ask you about Brett Hundley coming in and what your expectation is. If you don't have a healthy Bakhtiari, if you don't have Bulaga, you know, what are the expectations?
If you don't have those guys, set your expectations low. It would seem like from the practice report today, those two guys are out there practicing now, and it was a padded practice. So that's an encouraging sign. I don't know if it means everything. It certainly doesn't guarantee that they're going to play, but it means something that those guys are out there. But if they, for whatever reason, don't play, and this is a game with Justin McCray at left tackle, you know, and let's say where Lucas Patrick is back in at left guard, and the situation that they've been in, where how they finished the game this past Sunday, if that's what happens, I don't care who the backup quarterback is. That backup quarterback is going to struggle. I don't care who the offensive play caller is. That offensive play caller is not going to look like a great play caller, because not only do you have your backup quarterback, but you have 3/5 of your starting offensive line hurt. On the flip side, if Bakhtiari and Bulaga play, even if Lane Taylor doesn't play, like let's say Lucas Patrick or McCray get the start at left guard or whatever the case might be, but the two tackles are out there, then I think it's fair to set your expectations at a medium level. You know, not don't be going out there expecting to see Aaron Rodgers level play. So really, the way that Hundley plays, for me, at least the expectations of how he would play going in, do rest a lot on if Bakhtiari and Bulaga play. If those two guys are out there, I think Mike McCarthy can execute most of the game plan the way he might otherwise do it. But if it's another situation of four guards and a tackle plus Brett Hundley as quarterback, then I think we'd all be wise to set our expectations fairly low. So let's wait to see how Bakhtiari and Bulaga kind of progress throughout the week.
Time with Paul Lemig, our Green and Gold analyst, brought to you by the Sprinkler Fitters. And Paul, you know, look, I the offense can go off for 35 points. I just don't know if the defense can stop Drew Brees.
Yeah, I know there were not all the points that the Saints scored last week were on the offensive end. They had the pick six and the other stuff that happened, but they put up 52, right? Was it 52 against Detroit? And Detroit came in as a pretty highly respected defense. I think going into that game, most people would have said Detroit was a top 10, worst case top 12 defense. That seemed to be the opinion across the league if you were to weigh everybody's and kind of make a consensus out of it. The Packers especially when they're banged up, are usually fortunate to find themselves among the top half of the league in terms of the way that people look at them as a defense. Now, Kevin King being cleared, Devon House seeming to be on his way to playing, that is hugely helpful for obvious reasons. Quentin Rollins is now on injured reserve. You're now even one guy removed on your depth chart because of Rollins not being out there. If King and House play, they have a much, much better chance of at least slowing down Drew Brees. But you're right. It's, you know, this is a game that will have seemingly, I mean, I know we're 72 hours out, but favorable weather conditions for a passing offense like the Saints to come in and be the high-powered offense they can be. And having Kevin King and Devon House out there would certainly help a lot. But, I mean, would it really surprise anybody if the Saints came in and scored 30-plus points? I wouldn't be surprised, and not just because the Packers' defense, you know, has things to prove, but this is an offense that we've known for years. And nothing, in fact, if anything, the Saints' offense has seemingly gotten better as Drew Brees has gotten older. I mean, this year what they're doing has certainly been impressive. And you see the coming on here of Alvin Kamara, the running back. Obviously, Ingram is coming off a big week. They can put up points, so it'll be a fun test to see if the Packers defense. But now, let's face it, they have a lot more on their plate. The Packers defense does to help win the Packers this game than they would have had Rodgers been out there. And let's see if they can keep the Saints below. I don't know what would be a subtle win for the Packers if they kept the defense under. If the defense kept Saints under 24, would that be a moral victory?
Oh, I think if the Packers won. I mean, if the Packers went out and put up 30 and won 30-29, I think people would be ecstatic. I don't think people would care if the defense gave up a bunch of points as long as the offense was able to move and they felt like they had a semblance of hope.
Yeah, and that's what the hard thing is. Is it fair? Like let's say Bulaga and Bakhtiari do play. Is it fair to expect the Packers offense to put up 30? The Saints defense isn't great, but they're rapidly improving. I was looking at some of the Pro Football Focus numbers for the Saints defense, and they have some guys really making noise and seemingly coming on. I haven't seen a lot of Saints games yet this year. I got to see a little bit of their one against Detroit this past weekend. Obviously, the Lions put up that big comeback. But with Brett Hundley in there and the other wild cards at the offensive tackle positions, it might be asking a lot to have that offense go out and score 30 against the Saints. And by that same token, then, if you're going to win the game, the Packers defense might have to have this be a 23-point, you know, where they only allow 21, 23, 24 points. And that is, like we said, asking a lot. I think there's a very good reason why the odds for this game have so heavily favored the Saints in the recent days since the Aaron Rodgers injury.
Also, I wanted to ask you, we talked about the defense, but specifically Vince Beagle's back in the practice field. You know, I know that he's being looked at, and I mentioned this earlier. He's the guy that kind of becomes that linchpin as to whether or not they did or did not take T.J. Watt. And when you look at it, if he comes in and plays really well, then people tend to forget about that, the fact that they get passed on T.J. Watt and all. So what do you think, first of all, when do you think Vince Beagle finds the field? And secondly, what does he have to do as far as to really solidify that linebacking position? Because if you really, he plays well, he starts giving you rush or whatever off the edge, we'll just say, and then suddenly Blake Martinez is back and he's healthy and Clay's starting to feel, it goes from being an area of weakness to all of a sudden it could be possibly an area of strength.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, to answer the one part of the question, I think it's going to be at least 2-3 weeks until you'd see Vince Beagle out on the field. His injury happened in, May, I believe. It was his first NFL practice during the offseason program. And, he needs to work his way back. He's finally just actually having padded NFL practices. This is all new for him. So it's going to take a little bit for him to come back for that. And I think a good parallel for the comparison is Montrevious Adams suffered that foot injury. He missed a lot of time. He came back, played 6 snaps in Week 3, and since then has been a healthy inactive on game day. And it's not because Montrevious Adams isn't living up to the billing or he's not doing well. It's because when you're a rookie and you miss that much practice time and you miss that much game action, I think to put any expectations on Vince Beagle being a difference maker this season would be a bit unfair. Not because he's not fully capable of doing it, but for a rookie to come in, miss pretty much 5 months, his first 5 months of being in the NFL as he's recovering from an injury, I would probably say whatever Vince Beagle does this year, let's say he hits the field for the first time, you know, middle of November or end of November, I think it should be looked at as a bonus to what the Packers defense would give you. And then if he stays healthy and gets a full offseason program in and he comes in for his second season, then we can kind of start to look at it. Because by that time, I mean, let's look at Ahmad Brooks is only on a 1-year contract. There's a lot of things that could happen in the offseason that could force Vince Beagle into a bigger role. So I think it's going to be a few weeks yet. Let him get some practices in. Maybe he'll play, you know, let's say it's the week 11 game and Vince Beagle's playing six snaps, eight snaps just to get his feet wet. That's probably going to be a process, you know, a multiple week, multiple month process for him to just try to get acclimated to the NFL and see what he can do in limited action as he comes back from an injury that obviously sidelined him for a long time.
I know they ran, and this will be the last one before I let you go, but I know they ran Aaron Jones more at the running back position, but they used Ty Montgomery to start. And I could see that he was doing some chip blocking. I could see that he was an outlet guy. I can see some of the plays that they ran him on. I understand it. My question then becomes, you know, when are you – because Ty Montgomery isn't the same threat back there. I mean, people don't know specifically what to expect out of Aaron Jones yet. Is he the real deal? And when he came in, it did make defenses look a little bit different. So at what point do you say Mike McCarthy has to trust Aaron Jones if he indeed is going to be your running back?
I'm surprised it didn't happen. I was very surprised to see Ty Montgomery start that game. Now, I remember looking, and I think in that same – in last week against Minnesota – I think Aaron Jones played like 40 snaps and Ty Montgomery played like 22, something in that range. So Aaron Jones ended up playing almost twice as many snaps as Ty Montgomery did. But when you first come out in your first package, and it turned out to be the only full drive that Aaron Rodgers had in that game, and you're running a lot with Ty Montgomery or he's your option, I don't know what else Aaron Jones could do than what he didn't do in week five to make Mike McCarthy or anybody else a believer that Aaron Jones is the real deal and that he needs to be the featured ball carrier. It seems to be – there have been few things unanimous among Packers fans or seemingly from the outside looking in. But, Bill, have you heard or seen tweets from anybody who wants Ty Montgomery to be the lead ball carrier over Aaron Jones? It seems like unanimous among Packers fans that everybody wants Aaron Jones. And that's a pretty resounding thing to say because everyone was, I thought, feeling pretty good about Ty Montgomery coming into the year. Yeah, he had some question marks, but Aaron Jones was so darn good in that game that it seems odd that you wouldn't feature him at a very high level in terms of the amount of snaps.
Yep, no, I completely agree. Good stuff as always. We'll chat again tomorrow, okay?
All right, Bill.
All right, talk to you later. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. They bring you the Bill Michaels Huddle. Tonight, we're going to be at the Light Palace in Cudahy. Hope to see you there. It's going to be yours truly. Also, Bart Winkler from Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, the co-host of the morning show there. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 will be there as well. The Bud Girls will be there. And hopefully, you will be there as well. 6 to 8 tonight, the Light Palace in Cudahy. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Welcome back to the program. Glad to have you. Thanks to Paul Emig for joining us. And by the way, he is brought to you by the Sprinkler Fitters, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. Check them out on the web. SprinklerFitters183.org. That is SprinklerFitters183.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to get you ready. Get you ready for Brett Hundley and the Green Bay Packers. Get you ready for the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins. Get you ready for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Couple of different things. Bucks and Cavs down at the BC. Bucks open up their season at home. And same with opening up at home. You've got the Admirals are back on home ice, taking on the Hershey Bears. Looking forward to that. Got a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. Let's go to Jason, listening to us at the Score in Oshkosh. Jason, how you doing, man? What's up?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to – I'm all about Brett Hundley getting in there to lead the Packers through the end of the season. You know, it's unfortunate for Aaron, but it is what it is. This is the next guy up. I think he's got the right attitude, right demeanor. The only thing that scares me is our offensive line, which leads me to Ted Thompson. And why not draft offensive linemen, knowing that Bulaga's had concussion, injury, arm injuries?
Well, that's just it. He did. He got Kyle Murphy. He's got Jason Spriggs. He drafted, and those guys are now on the IR too.
Well,
I mean, they've lost four offensive tackles throughout this season already.
Well, great point, but I think there's some, injury plagued is what it is. But my last thing, and it kind of got mentioned before, why did we not
give the ball to Jones.
No idea why. Start the game last. No idea. The only thing I could see was the strategy-wise, Jason, appreciate the phone call, was that Ty Montgomery was the guy that they trusted. Mike McCarthy, you know, has... Ty Montgomery's the guy they trusted to make sure that the backside of Aaron Rodgers was protected. They trusted him more doing that. They started him. There's the old adage, you're not going to lose your job to injury, so to speak, via Mike McCarthy. There's a loyalty factor there. I mean, Mike McCarthy is the only one that really knows in those meetings that knows as to why Ty got the start. But even take the statistics aside, and I've said this time and again, and I know for those of you that listen to the program, you're probably sick of me saying it, but take the statistics and throw them out the window. Okay, just looking at that in general. Just looking at that in general, you could say Aaron Jones looks like a running back, people. He just looks more like a running back. Let's go to Joel listening to us in Marinette on WMAM, our good affiliate there. Joel, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Good. How you doing today?
Good. We got about a minute. Shoot.
Good. I hate to be the negative one, but I just don't think Brett has the hit factor. I wish we would have kept Taysom Hill on the team, and I'm just wondering how long do you think they're going to how long is the leash going to be on him?
Appreciate the phone. I tell you what, let me say this real quick. They're going to give – Brett Hundley's a guy. Yeah. As far as the leash goes, he's the guy, at least for the next 3-4 weeks. So there isn't a leash on him. There is no leash. It's basically go get the job done. That's it. Time for us to get out of here. We're going to get you ready for everything tomorrow. Have a good one. See you.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.